Now, fair Hippolyta, our nuptial hour draws on apace. Four happy days bring in another moon. But oh, methinks how slow this old moon wanes. She lingers my desires like to a stepdame or a dowager, long withering out a young man's revenue.
4 days will quickly steep themselves in night. 4 nights will quickly dream away the time. And then the moon, like to a silver bow, new bent in heaven, shall behold the night of our solemnities.
Go, Philistrae, stir up the Athenian youth to merriments. The pale companion is not for our pomp.
Happy be Theseus, our renowned duke.
Thanks, good Aegeus. What's the news with thee?
Full of vexation come I with complaint against my child, my daughter Hermia. Stand forth, Demetrius. My noble lord, this man hath my consent to marry her. Stand forth, Lysander, and my gracious duke, this man hath witched the bosom of my child.
What say you, Hermia? Be advised, fair maid. Demetrius is a worthy gentleman.
So is Lysander.
In himself he is. But in this kind, wanting your father's voice, the other must be held the worthier.
I would my father look but with my eyes.
Rather, your eyes must with his judgment look.
I do entreat your grace to pardon me, but I beseech your grace that I may know the worst that may befall me in this case, if I refuse to wed Demetrius.
Either to die the death or to abjure forever the society of men. For I to be in shady cloister mute, to live a barren sister all your life, chanting faint hymns to the cold, fruitless moon?
Relent, sweet Hermia, and Lysander, yield thy crazed title to my certain right.
You have her father's love, Demetrius. Let me have Hermia's. Do you marry him? Demetrius, I'll avouch it to his head, made love to Nida's daughter Helena.
I must confess that I have heard so much. For you, fair Hermia, look you arm yourself. To fit your fences to your father's will, or else the law of Athens yields you up to death or to a vow of single life.